Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in at this time from the Raleigh News and Observer, Chip Alexander, who covers the Hurricanes. Chip, good morning. How is everything?
Hey, everything's fine here in Raleigh.
Yeah, everything's fine here in Pittsburgh, too. Getting to the very end of this hockey season, Chip, and it is, as you know, an exciting time. We look at I look at the scores, though, in the league, and it's really fascinating how Carolina has done this. With Sebastian Aho, I think he's, 29th or 31st right now in goals scored in the league. This team is really a team in Carolina more than any that's been there, I think.
I think you're right. And certainly you got to credit Don Waddell for some of the moves that he made, you know, in the offseason, bringing in a Calvin DeHaan as a free agent, adding a Jordan Martinook. Certainly once the season began, and of course the trade that brought in Dougie Hamilton and Michael Ferlin, and then during the season, picking up Curtis McElhinney off waivers, and then the Nino Niederreiter trade. I mean, these have all been key pieces that have all come together and made this possible.
You look at the next level stats, it looks like all the possession metrics point to a team that's controlled the puck, has controlled the pace of the game, and has been able to dictate terms, especially when you look at the second half of the season. Does it feel like the Hurricanes are, even though they've been up and down, you know, between that sort of third spot in the Metro and the two wild card spots, does it still feel like they're peaking at the right time, Chip?
Well, it does, and I think obviously that with the excitement that's generated, that the team feels that, and certainly the crowd's been bigger at the arena. They've been more into the game, I think, been more supportive. They've always been supportive, but there just seems to be that feel in the arena again that this is all going to work out in the end. And certainly there'll be postseason play and all the tailgating and all the things. I think the fans are really starting to sense that and get excited about it. And I think that translates to the team as well. They can sense what the fans want. I mean, you got to realize it's been, 2009 when they played the Penguins in the Eastern Finals since they've been in the playoffs. So it's been such a long drought. And I think you can't underscore enough the leadership of Justin Williams as the captain of the team and keeping these guys on even keel and headed in the right direction.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Chip Alexander, Raleigh News and Observer, joining us for a couple minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. You talked about the crowds. You talked about how everything's building, the post-game stuff, which we love. I think it's great. I think tonight maybe we'll see it, though, but you're the best person to ask about this. Is there a different buzz whenever the Penguins and Sid come to town?
There seems to be, yes. All those games seem to have a different feel to them, and part of it might be that Jim Rutherford, is the general manager there, and certainly – but it's something about having Crosby here, and certainly I know that the Penguins will miss Malkin, and that was an unfortunate situation there. And certainly Jordan Staal has really enjoyed his matchups against Evgeny Malkin, but it apparently now with if Malkin's out that he will be matched up against his old buddy, Sidney Crosby. So that'll be a key matchup tonight in the game. And certainly – these are the pressure games now. This is going to be interesting to see how the Hurricanes handle this the next couple of weeks, these last 11 games. And this is the first real pressure game, I think. Although there was a degree of pressure against the Buffalo Sabres in their last game, feeling they had to win that game. That's certainly a game everybody expected them to win. But these are the games that count the most. I mean, you're looking at the Penguins, 3 points ahead in the standings, and you can move, within a point with a win tonight. So, and Tampa Bay coming in on Thursday, it's just not going to be. It's not going to be an easy ride for the Hurricanes, even though everybody's excited and talking about the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and I was going to ask that, Chip, because the Pens have 9 games left, but these two against the Canes are easily the biggest on the schedule when you look at playoff positioning. Does everyone in Carolina, team included, sort of have the same bullseyes marked on their calendar for these games against the Penguins?
I think you're right. It's hard to say that if you ask Brock Brendamore, he would say no.
Right.
Which is understandable. He would say every game we play is going to be a big game. And you're looking at two games against the Washington Capitals in the Hurricanes case. You're looking at two more games against Philly, which is the team that, you know, everybody needs to keep their eye on as well. Another game against Montreal. So, but the two Pens games, you know, the last time they made it to the playoffs in 2009, they clinched the playoff spot by beating the Penguins, which is kind of ironic in a way. So, you know, it may work out that way this year. Who knows? But I think the key for everybody in when you're looking at playoff spots is I don't think anybody wants to play Tampa Bay in that first round. But then again, if you ask Rod Brendamore, would you take that second playoff, you know, wild card playoff spot right now? He'd go, oh, yeah, sign us up. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle these last 11 games.
Chip Alexander, Raleigh News and Observer, joining us a couple more minutes, covers the Hurricanes, beat writer there down there in Raleigh. Chip, now, Fleury and Van Riemsdyk aside, as the bottom pairing on defense, I think not enough credit in the NHL has been given to the top four guys, Slavin, Hamilton, Pesci, and Falk. What they've done this year to hold that blue line together for me has been fascinating in Carolina.
Well, I think you're right, and I don't think enough credit's been given to Trevor Van Riemsdyk and Calvin DeHaan. You know, Calvin DeHaan was the guy they brought in as a free agent this summer. And certainly I think the group of six, but you're right. I mean, you look at Slavin, and since he's been paired with Hamilton, that's been a very good pairing. And then you got to, you know, get Justin Falk. Here's the guy that's been with the Hurricanes now 7 or 8 years, never been to the playoffs. He really wants to get there. He's been an NHL All-Star, but never in the playoffs. And a Brett Pesci, same thing. But those guys have been solid most of the year. And certainly you combine that with the quality starts they've been getting in net, you know, from Peter Mrazek and Curtis McElhinney. And it's made – that's been a huge foundation for the team's success. But at the same time, you can't overlook the trade for Nino Niederreiter. I mean, people, you know, always talking about, let's add a scoring winger, let's add a scoring winger. Well, the Hurricanes went out and found one and, were, you know, was able to get him. So a key addition to the team.
Are they as deep, at least in the top three forward lines, Chip, as it appears, or have they leaned more lately, especially since the deadline, on that Aho, Niederreiter, Williams top unit?
Well, I think they like their top three lines now. I think he likes his fourth line. Rod Brendamore will roll all four lines, and I think he has a lot of confidence. You know, a guy like a Greg McKegg who came in mid-season because of the injury to Staal and has played very well for. But you're right. I mean, with that Aho line, you know, with Niederreiter and Justin Williams, they lean a lot on them, but at the same time, they've moved up Andrei Svechnikov, you know, their first-round draft pick, to the second line. And it's made that line pretty, you know, a little bit more formidable too. And a lot of that has to do with kind of Michael Ferlin having some injury issues. But at the same time, Svechnikov, who's matured during the year, has really grabbed hold of that situation, that opportunity, and made the most of it.
Tell me about the fan interest dynamic right now. This is the time in that part of the world where the NCAA basketball tournament takes hold. And people only have – yeah, just a little bit, right, Chip? And they only have so much rooting interest energy to kind of lay out there. How important is it for Carolina, if you're a Carolina fan, if you're somebody associated with the team, to carry through that rooting interest through this time of year right now?
Very important, and you're right. You know, it's no joking matter here. I mean, you're looking at North Carolina and Duke, two teams that can win the national championship. Another team, North Carolina Central, which is in Durham, a smaller school, also made it to the NCAAs. You got NC State, disappointed not to make the tournament. I mean, all this interest in basketball at this point in March, and at the same time, you've got the Hurricanes playing these very important games. And I think, though, that they've carved out their they've carved out their niche now in terms of this, you know, the rooting interest and the sports interest. I think there are enough fans who are paying attention to what's going on. Certainly, that hadn't been the case, you know, a lot of times these last 7 or 8 years, but this year in particular. And part of it has been, I guess, you have to give a tip of the cap maybe to Don Cherry a little bit with his comments and the whole bunch of jerks thing that's kind of taken on a life of its own, too. So that certainly gave the Hurricanes a promotional boost when they were able to do that and grab hold of that bunch of jerks motto or whatever. And, you know, what they're hoping is get to the playoffs, because once you get to the playoffs, the NCAA tournament ends and all eyes can turn to the hockey team. So that's the goal right now.
Chip Alexander, the Raleigh News Observer, Hurricanes beat writer with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Pens and Canes meet tonight in Raleigh at 7 o'clock. What is the plan in goal going into the playoffs, Chip? Have they decided? Is it McElhaney? Is it Mrazek? How do they move forward between the goaltending situation there?
I think it'll go, and certainly the people in Pittsburgh remember Mike Bales. I think a lot of it will be by feel, and maybe Brendan Moore will be inclined, if one of the goalies gets hot, to run with that goalie. But, I mean, they've been very successful rotating the two back and forth. And certainly if one of the goalies has a shutout, he gets a chance the next time. But Mike Bales has had a good feel for when to start a guy and when to start the other guy. And they've been a great tandem. I mean, these guys, you look at a guy like a Curtis McElhinney being picked up off waivers, having to move to Raleigh from Toronto, leave his family behind, not knowing how long he's going to be in Carolina. Now he's been here all season. Peter Mrazek, who signed a one-year free agent contract, just saying, give me a chance to be the number one guy and let's see what happens. And both these guys have been tremendous. And they've given the Hurricanes quality starts. And if they can give them each about five more, they'll be in the playoffs. And then that'll make for a tough decision, I would think, because I would think you'd like to go with your hot goalie in the playoffs, but they may continue to stick with what's worked for them.
Chip, very last thing for you, and we thank you so much for your time. Not to give us anything off the record, but I'm going to ask you to go right up against that for me. That bunch of jerk stuff from Don Cherry that you alluded to, did guys in that room take that personally?
No, I don't think so at all. And I think part of it is that they enjoy the celebration so much. They don't really care. I think they all kind of laughed it off a little bit. It was an unfortunate choice of words by Don Cherry. I think he was trying to make a point that he just doesn't like it, and it's certainly, the old school thing, and it just doesn't fit his image of the league. But he happened to use those words, and certainly they grabbed hold of it down here. But no, to answer your question, I don't think the players took it personally at all.
Chip, you're the best. Thank you so very much. Check him out at @ice_Chip on Twitter. Check out all his stuff in the Raleigh News and Observer. Chip, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, really, really good stuff. Ins and outs of that team.
Yes.
And it's always an interesting dynamic to hear someone with a bit of a southern drawl talk hockey, but Chip knows it inside and out.
He does. He's been covering him for the better part of a decade plus
since
now.
Since they've been alive.
Yeah.
He
knows. Just because you hear that southern drawl doesn't mean he ought to be talking about NASCAR. He does know hockey, and he knows it really well in Carolina.
Right, really good stuff from Chip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.